This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, we're going to explore everything from are we really what we eat to kissing in the winter can make you sick, and much, much more. Robert Clancy will be joining us today. The author of Soul Ciphers will be joining us, and we'll be talking about respect. We'll be talking about the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and we're going to start our show talking about achieving your healing force with Sifu Matthew. And that's what's going to happen on today's show. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We invite you along for this health journey and ride for the next couple of hours. We go right now to West L.A. Sifu, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to have some fun. And we're going to be very careful with this interview, Daryl, because he's a martial artist and he can take us out.
Even from there,
over the phone. So we have to be very nice to him. All the hard questions, I'm not asking. Okay?
Yeah.
You help people heal both emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And at the same time, you're a trained martial artist. I guess you use martial arts as a way of achieving wellness?
I do, yes.
You're like the kung fu master?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. How did you get involved in first martial arts, and then how did you transform that into creating forces and fields that heal?
Oh, excellent. Okay. So I got involved in the martial arts when I was 3 years old, and I've been doing it very consistently since. So it's something that, for whatever reasons, I was very, very drawn to almost as early as I could walk. And what happened was I was finding myself extremely interested in what I was feeling when I was training. So, for example, if somebody was choking me or I was in a position where I was grabbed in a certain angle, I was listening very deeply to the different things I was feeling. If it was hot, if there was cold, if there was a change in movement. As I started to grow up, I started to realize these were physics forces. These were actually feeling gravity in the body, feeling heat or cold in the body. And so I started to work more with that versus what I was learning in the classes. So, for example, if somebody's body was very hot in a certain area, I started to realize, wow, you could always push them over there because it meant that their nerves were too hot and they weren't grounded. So I started to become interested in the science mechanics behind how the body actually moves. And the martial arts were a brilliant way to understand how you move forces. Because a lot of people don't understand this, Mark. You know, they watch the television now and they see on late night fights and UFC, and they see people that are out there fighting with each other. But what they don't realize is that the martial arts was originally designed in many ways not just to defend, but ultimately to create and transform. So it is a system to teach you how to transform your actual body, which is physics. Transform your elements, your chemicals, your shapes, and then use that for a situation. And I started to learn that you can use that for healing situations as well and go far beyond just the one level of combat.
Sifu, you actually work on people, animals, mm-hmm. and then other beings is what it says in your release.
I don't know anything about other beings. I didn't put that in the release. I only know about humans and animals.
Okay, I was just checking here, okay?
There are a lot of interesting humans, so maybe it just falls in that category.
I know a couple of people that I would call alien aliens easily.
Okay.
This is Late Night Health. I'm Mark Gallen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Sifu Matthew, the martial arts of wellness is what we're talking about. We'll have an article, a picture of Sifu on our website, and a link to his website up on Late Night Health in just as you're listening to the interview. So if you ever want more information, let's talk about some of the things that you heal.
Okay.
And let's talk about people. Let's talk about guys and gals over 50, arthritis, depression, sagging everything. Well, what can you help with?
Okay. Well, this is, you know, this is really fascinating. I'm glad you asked that question. So I work a lot with professional athletes, and I also work with people who have tried everything and have not had results. So I get a lot of people who have conditions literally like deformed fingers from debilitating arthritis, terrible bladder infections, spines that have been broken, damaged, shattered, ligaments torn, and most of the time I am able to heal them rapidly. Sometimes it can happen in 6 minutes where, for example, I had a well-known football player a while ago who had a turf toe, and that is basically a toe that was damaged playing football, and it had not moved in 30 years. And it started moving within about 6 minutes of treating it, and it got its full range of motion back. So
you're saying that artificial grass, you can have an allergic reaction to it.
Right. could be. So basically what happens is that people have conditions. Let's say arthritis. Let's say depression. Let's say autoimmune challenges. What's happening in the body, no matter what, across the board, is that your forces, your energy forces, are not moving properly. And so when I'm speaking about energy forces, I'm literally talking about your heat, your water, your gases, your vapors, your minerals. And these are things that if you understand how to get connected to your core force, you can actually move them and redirect them. So when people come to me, they literally have not moved their forces for sometimes their entire lifetime, where they're just stuck. So by putting them in a different position, or by me running electrical currents through their body, what happens is the body then takes the energy like food and starts to use it for what it needs to heal.
In speaking over the years with a number of people, and we're talking a lot of years, and many of them talk about energy as chi. And, but you're talking about it in more of a scientific term.
Yes. Yeah. What's interesting is my system is very precise in explaining the enigma of why healing works. So when I work with people a lot of times, I will tell them right up front, you will heal this or you will not, or you will heal this if you do A, B, and C. And I'm saying that because I understand how the electromagnetism of the body works. So when people talk about chi, a lot of times it's this enigma of either energy or force. We're sort of sure what it is. We don't know. I'm talking about it from the scientific perspective of electromagnetism, particles, and basically elements. So literally your periodic table in your body and in the fields around you, which are electromagnetic, can be rewired or moved if you understand how to engage it.
And how do allopathic docs react to this?
Well, when you heal them, or when they heal of something dramatic, they react quite well, especially if it happens in a short period. So a lot of allopathic doctors that I speak to, because I explain it scientifically, like I go down to the core concept and explain to them, your body is filled with minerals and electrolytes. It's filled with proteins. It has heat, and it is an electromagnetic instrument. So if you look at it that way, it's not that unreasonable. Now, when you demonstrate it for them and you show them something and they experience it and they feel it, there's really not much else to say but to get involved and to start to learn. So I've had quite a few doctors that have trained with me and that are taking courses to learn how to implement this into their practices.
And by the way, you have a nickname, the Injury Whisperer. So that would
explain working with professional athletes. Mm-hmm. What about the common average Joe or Mark?
Yeah, both.
Or Daryl.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of work with everybody. So, number one, I do large healing groups. I get people in who want to just heal, who are stuck with a condition, and I help them move it. And then I also teach them how to do it. So it's not limited to professional athletes. It's really just about anyone who has an issue that is not moving. I will usually be able to help them quite quickly.
Our guest is injury whisperer. His name is Sifu Matthew. Mao, M-A-O-W, the Martial Arts of Wellness. You are going to be participating at the upcoming Conscious, blanking out now.
Conscious Life Expo.
Conscious Life Expo that I've been going to for 20 years. And he'll be participating in that. He has an event actually this weekend on the 21st in Venice, California. And hopefully, if you're here in the L.A. area, you'll be able to go. It's at the Mystic Journey Bookstore in Venice. All right. Our friend Sifu and I and the insane Daryl Wayne will return in just a couple of moments. We have more to talk about here on Late Night Health. Join us at latenighthealth.com and please like us at facebook.com/Late Night Health Radio. More coming up. Don't go away as Late Night Health continues. Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust, something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The latest from the greatest. The best in new music by classic rockers. With your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on the latest from the greatest volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAB. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friend shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Health continues a little bit later in this hour. We'll be spending some time with Arnidra Jordan. She is a community resource advocate for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And, of course, they have their big event coming up in just a few months. We'll be talking about Komen quite a bit during the next few weeks to 2 months as we get ready for the big event at Dodger Stadium for 2018. Right now, we are spending some time with Sifu Matthew. We're talking about the martial arts of wellness. We were talking during our break, Sifu, about the energy and even spiritual energy, and you're saying it's all science.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? How do you know that it is science? That it is indeed.
You know, basically, you have to look at everything from a basic model if you want to work with science. And if you look at the body from its most basic angle, and the universe, what you're dealing with is electromagnetism and particles. So you're dealing with electricity, magnetism, and then different types of particles that are creating fields. And that is how life is working. So we're always basically pulling in new energy and releasing old energy, and we're always creating new interactions or new fields based on the positions or our desires. So whether you're dealing with higher type energies or lower type energies, it still follows that paradigm. And so whenever healing takes place in the body, it happens because the electromagnetic field changes and then the particles shift. And a perfect example would be, let's say, I have a lot of people who come to me who literally cannot move a limb. They have a limb that's paralyzed, or they have a limb that has been damaged. They've had, let's say, a ruptured tendon or torn ligaments, and they rehabbed it. They did physical therapy. It just never healed. And a lot of times, in 10 minutes, sometimes 4 minutes, I can get full range back. It's happening because the electromagnetic field in the body is broken, because the ligaments and the bones are not conducting properly anymore. So when they're not conducting properly, they don't absorb in new elements and new minerals, which means that the whole electrical system shuts down. So by changing the field and by putting the right position and giving it what it needs to heal, it can often heal rapidly. And that's what's happening, whether it's an emotional issue, a psychological issue, it's always an electrical issue first, because that the body at its pure is electrical currents.
Absolutely. So you're saying that we short ourselves out.
100%. We are shorting ourselves out with anxiety, worry, and even over-seeking. So the more you seek, the more you burn your currents out, because it leaves you in a state of anxiety. And so what happens is the body ungrounds itself. And when it ungrounds itself, you do not have power or force to heal yourself.
When you do that, can you shorten your life? Can you cause disease?
Yeah,
from cancer
100%.
To wow.
Yeah, because look, simply, if the body uses its power that it has, like the optimal power. Imagine or just think about the Earth is a massive magnetic field. So is the sun. So is the ocean. So your body is also a magnetic field. So if you were tapping into one, it could be a billionth of the power of the Earth. If you really utilize that consciously and knew how to use it as well as the sun, imagine how much change you could do in your body. And these are not imaginary concepts. These are physics forces that are generating particles to us in this moment that can be used by the body, because the body is a generator and the body is a container. and the body has the capacity to hold electrical currents. That is how it lives. So this is just obvious and useful.
Interesting. And the idea that emotional situations can be healed, like depression, for example, that thoughts then are electrical energy as well.
They are.
That thoughts bring things, the thoughts are physical, if you will.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Meaning, what people get confused sometimes is they think that because they see something, they can see it. Then they say, oh, I believe it now because they can see it. They don't realize is that everything is felt. So even when you see something, you're feeling it because there's a level of contact. There's a level of the light hitting your eyes, hitting your nerves, hitting your bones, and then you form an impression of it. So you're always feeling things. And so if you feel something, it means it's there. And you feel thoughts, it means it's an object. It means it's actually an electromagnetic object. And if you can feel it, it means it has a structure. It means it has particles to it. And if it has a structure, it can be moved. And if it is not moving, for example, if you have a depressive pattern, it means that your elements are out of balance. So it means that your water is too thick in certain areas, it's too damp, and your fire won't move it. It's not strong enough. So then you come to me, and I open certain channels for you, and then you learn how to raise the electricity in the heart. You face the south, you take a position, and you bring in more of the higher types of particles and energetics that are in the periodic table, and then all of a sudden your body vibrates faster, and then you train it to stop getting...
This is absolutely fascinating. You were just talking about channels, which I took as chakras, and we are out of time. You can hear the music underneath.
Sure.
If you want information, by the way, you can go to themartialartsofwellness.com. We'll have some more information at latenighthealth.com. A pretty picture of Sifu, and if we can arrange it, maybe we'll do a short little video when I meet Sifu, and we'll post that on Late Night Health as well.
Yeah.
Sifu, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you both very much.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm Mark Gown along with Daryl Wayne. Late Night Health continues. We'll talk about the circle of friendship, circle of promise with the Susan G. Komen Foundation coming up. Don't go away.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. One Life LA, described by organizers as a celebration of the beauty and dignity of every human life from conception to natural death, is being held today. The event will begin with a gala ring at Olvera Street north of downtown LA, where Gomez and other religious leaders will speak. Gomez will then lead a walk to Los Angeles State Historic Park featuring speakers and musical performances. Another big event today, organizers predicting nearly 200,000 people will attend today's second annual Women's March in downtown L.A. That march, set to begin at 10 this morning at Pershing Square, and then will reach Grand Park near City Hall by 11 o'clock. A lineup of elected officials, activists, celebrities, and others are scheduled to speak till 4 in the afternoon. And L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck has announced he's retiring on June 27th, a year and a half before his term is set to expire. 790 KABC SoCal weather. 20% chance of showers overnight, low 47. Sunny 61 this afternoon. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 55 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. At the end of this hour, Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers, will be joining us, and we'll be talking about respect, and we'll find out his inspirations about respect coming up here on Late Night Health. You can always join us at latenighthealth.com and at facebook.com/latenighthealthradio. Our next guest is Arnedra Jordan, and she is the community resource advocate for the Susan G. Komen Foundation in Los Angeles. And we welcome you to Late Night Health, Arnedra.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mark. Thank you.
We know that, first of all, next month, in just a couple of weeks, is African-American History Month. And we'll be celebrating the impact that the African American community has had on America, as well as, I mean, I just saw a great interview with David Letterman and President Obama the other day. It was magnificent what this man has done to move the country forward.
But I
go off into political science stuff right there, and you are an adjunct professor in the Los Angeles area.
Yes.
Let's talk about the statistics of African American women and breast cancer versus the Caucasian community. It's significantly higher. Do we know why?
Yes, because African American women tend to get diagnosed at a later stage. Also, when we look at resources, when we look at the hospitals in LA County and where African American women live, they tend to have to use public hospitals, and public hospitals have a longer wait. So sometimes women have to wait 6 months to get a mammogram, or 6 months to get their surgery, or 6 months to follow-up resources, so they're being diagnosed in a later stage. And that's what we're trying to do, is stop women from being diagnosed in a later stage.
Is that because of financial concerns, or is that because women African American women just don't have the resource or the understanding?
It's a little of both. So a lot of women, we surveyed women and we asked them, some of them said that they didn't want to know. Like, I don't have any symptoms, my mother, it's not in my family. So we're trying to change people's mindset that breast cancer does not have to be running your family for you to get breast cancer. It's your genetic makeup. You know, and so we're talking to women. Women think that, oh, well, my doctor said I don't need a mammogram. Being an advocate for yourself and saying you do need a mammogram. At 40 years old, get a mammogram.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or there are other technologies, medical, I'm trying to think of the term, imaging.
Imaging, yes.
And
thermographical imaging.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Which is not typically covered by insurance.
Correct.
But it's another, just something else that women can use. You are a part of the Circle of Promise. It's a California initiative. What is it? What is the Circle of Promise?
So for Circle of Promise in California, it's an initiative across the state in seven cities. I work for L.A. County. So in L.A. County, we've been charged with the task of making sure that women not only get in there to get their mammograms, but return the next year. So also what we find out is that women get their mammograms, say, at 40, then they wait 6 years. So in 6 years, you know, things could have changed. So getting women to change the way they think about their health and actually facing their health, and at 40, getting a mammogram and then doing it the exact same date the next year, 41, getting a mammogram, and talking to other women and getting other women, like their sisters, their mothers, their cousins, to go with them to these mammogram appointments, and not just getting your mammogram, but following up with the doctor. And asking the doctor for your results and asking the doctor to explain the results and, you know, just being an advocate for yourself. And so up to this date, we've provided over 3,500 free mammograms in the community of Los Angeles. But we still want women, we don't just want to provide free mammograms. We want to give you the resources and the tools that you need to progress in life. And so if we have women talk about their health, they'll be healthier. And most women tell me, well, I have small children. I need to talk to, I don't have a babysitter. But if you get breast cancer and it's diagnosed at a later stage, you won't be here for those young children. So just getting women to change the mindset.
I didn't realize that you should have a mammogram every year.
Yes, we tell women every year, and the reason why we tell women every year is because things change. I have had people who have went in November, and then in February found a lump. And in November, their mammogram was all clear. So we say every year, and we also tell you to ask for your film. So that way, if you change doctors, if the medical, whatever happens, you have your film, and the doctor can look at the film and see if there's something different than the year before if you decide you want to change doctors. So you always keep your film.
And you can always have that stored digitally, too.
Yes. You can have it stored digitally, but I always tell women, what if you move out of state and they can't get it or whatever? Ask them to put it on a CD and take it home with you.
Gotcha.
And keep it.
And I know people put it on their iPads, their their phones and all that. Look, I'm clean. That's good.
And keep it with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. How is the program working? Is it reaching women and is it getting women to take care of themselves?
Yes. So we have we've done a significant impact in the community. Actually, today we had our community partnership meeting, and I'm excited to say that we partner with LA Care. So what we're trying to do is get women to take care of their whole body, not just their breast, because, you know, you have to take care of other parts. If you're not mentally stable or if you're sick with diabetes, then, you know, this is going to help. These are onsets, you know, that can make the cancer progress. So we're getting women to talk about their health, and we actually have 15 community partners show up today for a 9 to 10 o'clock meeting, and we talked about how we're going to change women's health. So it's working. We get the emails. We get the cards. We like to go back and do our mammograms in the same place because we do mobile mammography, so we come to you. So you can walk to your church or walk to the grocery store and get your mammogram. So women now wait.
And it doesn't take that long either.
No, it's 15 minutes, and we can schedule an appointment. And, you know, if people are older or they tell me, you know, I have to take my kids out, I'll say, we'll take you first thing in the morning. Be out here at 8:30. We will take you first. And we take them first. You know people have to work. We know people can't get off work or they might lose a day of pay. You know, so we try to work with you, and I always try to make sure all the mobile mammography events are in the community where women can walk to them. And not only that, we're lucky enough to partner with Watts Health Corporation, where if there's something wrong with your results, they will go to your house and pick you up and take you to the center and take you back home.
Wow.
So we're trying to make it where you have no excuse to get your mammogram. We have survivors out there who will talk to you about a mammogram. We have women out there who can tell you what a mammogram's like. So there's no excuse not to get the mammogram.
Is the Circle of Promise geared primarily to the African-American community, or is that open to everybody?
It's primarily for African-American women, but it's open for everyone. Like, we have a support group, and our support group, we saw some Latino women who wanted to join, so we got someone to speak Spanish, because we're about saving lives. You know, it is. We are focused on African-American women. We are looking at the data and the numbers in the African-American community, because it's a crisis when we look at the African-American community. However, it's open to anyone. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome.
Which is terrific. Our guest is the community resource advocate for the Susan G. Komen Foundation in Los Angeles, and her name is Arnidra Jordan, and she's out in the community all the time. Do you actually go out to the mobile mammography units?
Yes, I'm at every mobile mammography event. There is a few that I do have to miss because of other obligations we have. But if I'm not there, we always have two survivors on staff. Jackie Coco usually goes out, Helen Starks, and we have interns who have been trained by us and we also make sure that we have someone who speaks Spanish so that no one's turned away from the truck or no one doesn't understand what's going on at the mammogram truck. So if I'm not there, there's a team of staff members and volunteers who are well equipped to help you.
Are women apt to get the mammogram and then not follow up with the results? I mean, in general, doctors say here's a bunch of tests that, and if you don't hear from us, you're okay. Which I find horrific.
Yes, me too. So what happens is they get their letter in the mail, and I have some, they get a letter in the mail. So if there's something wrong, they get a call within 3 days. If there's nothing wrong, they get a letter in the mail that says, congratulations, we found nothing wrong. Come back next year for your appointment. But when I tell women, call me when you get that letter. Let me know if you need me to help you go over the letter. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if I need to forward you to a advocate, like a patient navigator or resource, if you don't understand it. If you are okay with just having the letter, then fine. But if you need some help, some more explanation, just give me a call and we'll walk through it. And I have had some people who have called me and said, you know, I'm really not understanding this letter. I got this letter, and we walk through, and I walk through it with them.
And the number, the percentage out of every 100 African American women who have a mammogram, what is the percentage of breast cancer that's found?
So it's about 2 out of 100, but we're also looking at in L.A. County. So it's only 11%. So that's high for African-American women because it's only 11% of us.
Wow.
That's very, very high.
That really is.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the population, do you know what those
stats are? It's 1 out of 8 for the rest of the population. So 1 out of every 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. But for African-American women, even though we're less likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer, we're more likely to have an aggressive breast cancer, and we're more likely to be diagnosed in at a later stage.
Which means it could metastasize and
exactly,
spread throughout the body.
Means it might have already metastasized, which means more treatment, you know, or losing body parts, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Insidious, to say the least. If people are interested, where should they go to find out more information about the Susan G. Komen Foundation LA chapter, as well as the Circle of Promise?
Okay, so if you want to Komen LA County, it's www.komenlacounty.org/COP. And there you'll find my name, my number, you'll even see my picture. And
a pretty picture it is as well.
Thank you. And then L.A. County, or if you just want more information about Komen L.A. County, you just put in www.komenlacounty.org, and you'll see Komen right there.
Terrific. Listen,
yes.
We appreciate your joining us here on Late Night Health. She is the community resource advocate for Susan G. Komen in Los Angeles. All right, coming up next, we've got Robert Clancy. We're going to be talking about respect as Late Night Health continues. Join us at Late Night Health.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust, something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity
opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150, 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Late Night Health continues with our regular contributor, Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. You can reach out to him at guidetothesoul.com. And we're going to talk about respect today. And I believe we'll start with some kind of inspirational message regarding respect. Robert.
Absolutely, yes. And yes, today's topic is respect. And I've reflected on this, and my inspirational thought is trust can only grow within your heart when it's cared for by someone who truly respects the beauty you have within it. And respect and trust are kind of two things that go hand in hand. And when you lose respect or you feel like you're being disrespected, that trust goes too, and it can really affect a relationship when that happens.
It can make it go down in the proverbial tubes really fast. When somebody is feeling disrespected, what is the best way of handling that? Let's say it's a business relationship, and you feel that you should be paid $10 an hour and they're only offering you $5. To me, that would be a big respect.
Yeah, in that instance, it may not be respect. It may be just something that you're feeling. And the best way to generally address those things, maybe you felt like somebody pushed you down at a meeting and it may not have been their intention, but you were somehow, your respect or you were disrespected in that situation. The best thing to do is to talk openly with the person. I usually never say, you know, to be truthful or to be honest with you. I never use those phrases because I feel that you always should be. You may not always be open. And to be open, you just have to have honest dialogue with that person. And you can generally resolve most things in that type of situation.
So respect to me also starts with self-respect. You have a goal, and you say to yourself, oh, I'm never going to get there. I'm not good enough. These are respectable, these all focus in on self-respect. Have I thrown you for a loop?
No. It's definitely good to look inward. I also look at the part where what you have in is not being heard. And a lot of times when you feel there's a disrespect from another party, it's because they haven't heard what's inside you. So that may be, tied to what you're saying about the inward reflection. Yes, that's just as important as that message being received and heard in some way. And the only way you can do that is with that honest, open dialogue.
And raise your hand up and say, I need to talk.
Exactly.
What other kinds of respect are there? In terms of, there's respect for a business person, a friend, a family one, maybe a significant other.
There's also respect of a situation. You usually weigh in. We're all very judgmental, and it's getting all of the facts, everything on the table before you cross that line, and that can also be disrespectful to that what is going on, and not really having all of the pieces of information you need to make that judgment, and you've already made it. So give yourself that respect space to be able to evaluate it before you jump in with your judgment.
Well, and we've talked about being judgmental. That's not a good thing. But you just said that we all are.
Yeah. We're wired that way. And, you know, the judge and jury often weighs in before we've had, you know, a chance to get everything. You know, it's the gut feeling, something like that, that weighs in, or it could be just how you've been raised or past history of those situations. So I usually give things a little pause before you go in with the full, you know, gavel dropping.
Got it. Take it time out to analyze, to look at. And to look at that, we should talk about being judgmental again. I like that topic.
Absolutely,
it's a difficult thing not to be judgmental, but as you said, we're all pre-wired for it. You know, well, Robert, thanks for joining us today. Robert's going to be with us next week because it'll be our 300th show. If Daryl lets me. It'll be our 300th show. Both Robert and Swami will be joining us for the first half hour of that show. Daryl will be joining us as well. And we'll be talking about the progression of late night health over the last 5.5 years, almost 6.
Wow.
So we look forward to that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We appreciate that. All right, we've got to go. If you don't get the first, second hour, join us at latenighthealth.com. Latenighthealth.com. We'll see you in a couple moments.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.